The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get into the garden with Charlie Allbone.
Joining me this morning for our weekly chat about all things gardening is Sunday Times columnist and Better Homes and Gardens presenter Charlie Allbone. Charlie, how are things with you? What are we doing with the kids in the garden this weekend? Or how are we going to get kids into the garden? Is that what we're talking about this weekend in the Sunday Times?
That's what we're talking about in the Sunday Times. You know, I love seeing my kids in the garden. I love watching them play. I love watching them take an interest in how plants grow. But sadly, like most children, their patience is very limited. And if you're a gardener, you need fantastic patience.
Indeed
you do. So I was sort of, in the garden with them and trying to work out what is it that really entertains them. And yeah, there's play equipment and things like that, but actually they prefer to get into growing plants from seeds, seeing things happen. So I always suggest, you know, a fast growing or a fruiting plant is going to be the way to get them entertained.
Indeed. Now, in terms of if the kids maybe just want to sit inside on the iPad or watch the second series of Bluey on repeat for the next couple of weeks, how are those first steps to even plant the seed about getting outside and planting seeds?
Yeah, well, getting them off Bluey is a tricky one.
I know.
Bluey is a brilliant show.
Very good.
It is. So you can have weeding competitions.
Oh!
So take them outside, show them a patch of weeds, and say whoever can weed it fastest gets the first go on the iPad. And then once they've had one go on the iPad, bring them out and do it again in another area. So you get all your weeding done. It's like child slave labour. It's fantastic.
That isn't slave labour. That's genius, I think, for anyone that's probably got a beautiful manicured garden in Perth and the surrounds, for sure.
Yeah.
In terms of some of the other trends, you said the fast-growing things that capture their attention. What about things like herb gardens? Could that be something to help get the kids out and about in there as well?
Absolutely it can. And, you know, we had a veggie patch that it started to get a bit shady, so it wasn't very productive. So I thought, well, I'll just give that to the kids and they can put in whatever they want to put in.
Mm-hmm.
They put in herbs, they put in flowers, they put in all sorts of stuff. And it's kind of, they take ownership of it and they love it. So it's, doing that's a great idea.
So good. Herbs are probably something that a lot of people I know that live in apartments or maybe in inner city areas kind of like to grow their own if they've got little balcony areas. What are some of the best things that we can grow in summer, herb-wise?
There's things like rosemary that can just take rosemary and oregano just take an absolute beating from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a bit more of a semi-shaded spot, things like basil work, basil and parsley.
Yep.
Coriander is notoriously difficult to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do with coriander is I actually grow it from seed and I'll put seed down every 2 weeks. So then, because I know that it's just going to bolt, go to flower and die. So I don't worry about it. And if you put down seed sort of every 2 weeks or regular intervals, by the time one has gone and gone to seed and passed it, you've got smaller plants coming along in the background. So you've always got this constant flow. And then you're not worried about killing stuff because I, surprise, shock, still do kill stuff.
Oh, I doubt that very much. What about chilies? Chili are a pretty popular herb and seasoning for any type of meal, specifically in summertime with seafood and salads on the menu. How do we grow the perfect chili?
Yeah, so on Better Homes and Gardens tonight, I'm doing a story on how to grow chilies.
Uh-huh.
And actually, so one of the most popular plants to grow is the tomato, second only to the chili.
Uh-huh.
So chilies are really popular.
Yeah.
And most people think they need baking hot sun, but I went to a chili grower and actually they like dappled shade up until the point where they start getting fruit and then the fruit needs sun on them to ripen.
Right. Okay.
And they can take quite a lot of water. We go into how much water they need at what sort of temperature it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the story, I take a habanero and eat it, which is quite amusing for everyone.
Oh, how are you feeling? Well, you're speaking okay. Did you speak for a couple of days after?
My tongue swelled up a little bit. Oof. And I felt a throat like this and I drank quite a lot of milk.
Oh.
But yes. Wasn't as bad as cooking it and then eating it, I think, but, you know, still not advisable to people that don't like chili.
Of course. Some things that are not advisable is sometimes leaving children unaccompanied in places like Bunnings or the back shed. gardening, yes. Is there any warnings that we should watch out for with leaving, you know, with having kids in the garden? Things like compost and all that, and poisons are obviously rife through in the garden.
Obviously, yeah. Anything that's poison or chemical, even if it's natural, you want to keep it out of the way of kids.
Yeah.
Gardening tools. So I went and bought my kids some gardening tools.
Uh-huh.
And I have to keep an eye on them with that because they suddenly become pickaxes and throwing toys and stuff like that. And you just need to keep an eye on them. anything like slug pellets and stuff like that, you obviously want to keep away from kids as well.
For sure. Now, you've got a couple of little ones, and so you have firsthand experience of this and the getting out and about and getting their hands dirty. Do you think that the next generation are going to be amazing gardeners and landscapers, considering they're all really focused on the environment and environmental issues?
I really do hope so. I was reading a thing this morning, actually, this Finnish, there was a study in Finland, mm-hmm. And what they did was they put like grass and mud and leaves and things like that in this play area, and they observed that the kids were much healthier and their gut health was much better just by having grass and, you know, having mud on their hands and touching their faces and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite interesting. I really do hope that people and kids really get into it.
For sure. Do you think they get out and about just because of what you do, or do you think that they would already be keen just to get outside every once in a while?
Look, I think they're interested because of what I do. But, you know, I do notice my youngest, we got a couple of grow bags that we just grow some tomatoes in, and I just see him taking himself off, filling up a watering can and watering them by himself, you know, not prompted or anything like that. And that's really nice, so.
I love it.
Yeah.
Even if a family over here in WA have a really small backyard, can we all find a bit of space for some homegrown food? What would you suggest? I know tomatoes, basil.
Tomato and basil's great. Anything like beans or sweet peas, they can grow up on a vertical surface. You know, most things like cucumbers and zucchinis, you can actually grow on a vertical surface as well, or some sort of a frame. So, look, it really is just up to your imagination. It's not a space thing. I have a couple of wine barrel planters by the back door that I've turned into wicking beds.
Lovely.
And they're full of lettuce and herbs, and we use those on a daily basis. So, it's not space restricted.
Definitely, definitely a good idea. Maybe try and get a barrel from down in Margaret River Way and bring it up to Perth and plant some beautiful fresh herbs and awesome lettuce for your salads in summer. Charlie Allbone, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll read more of your great prose in this weekend's Sunday Times, and we'll see you almost choke on Better Homes and Gardens tonight.
Yes. Yeah, pleasure as always.
Chat to you next week. You take care.
Will do.